Hello, Mojo's Cafe for Lost Dreamers.
I need to talk to someone. Do I have to tell you my name?
Depends. What'd you do?
I had a strange dream. I'm embarrassed to tell anyone, but I have to tell someone.
That sounds like a good dream.
An opium den. With oriental opium eaters. Felt like I was in a movie from the 1920s. Do you still want to hear this?
I do.
Everyone in my den was toking on opium. They were stoned out of their gourds. I had no idea why I was there. There was a woman. She looked like some sort of dragon lady, really elegant. I mean, really exotic. She motioned for me to sit down on a couple of cushions. They were embroidered with temples and dragons and Confucius-looking characters. And then another lady came, carrying a tray with tea in little cups. They were very thin and delicate. I don't remember the taste, but I finally settled down and started to look around, you know, at the opiumed ones. Speak about being relaxed. God, they were gone. Then the dragon lady bent down and pointed to a man who was near me. He looked Caucasian. He was on the floor, leaning back on his cushion. Then she stood behind him and started moving her arms like she was directing something, like an orchestra. While I was watching, I realized that he, the Caucasian, was the composer. I don't know how I knew that, but it was his opium dream she was conducting.
She was conducting him?
No, she was conducting the orchestra.
Who was the orchestra?
I was. I played for her. I saw what he was seeing. What his opium dreams were remembering. And they were strange. And beautiful. And sad. And just weird. His life was not what anyone would want. I was seeing little flickers of scenes. Things he'd done that weren't nice. And the things that happened because of it. He didn't understand it, but he was trying to. It was like a puzzle. He wanted to fit the pieces, to see his life, what it was or what it might have been. But the pieces never fit. I wanted to help him. I didn't know how. And then I woke up. Are you still there?
I'm listening.
I tried going back to sleep, to change his dream, but I couldn't.
You do know.
That dream wasn't real.
I know. The only power our thoughts have is the power we give them. But in dreams, it's like our mind has a whole other life that we don't even know. Well, I wish I could have helped, even if he wasn't real.
Well, there's something Mojo used to do. He would protect you by seeing light all around you.
He saw light?
He'd put the light around you to protect you.
Will that work in dreams?
Well, it does when you're awake. So, who knows?
Yeah. I feel better. Do you have more to say?
You said it. Dreams are like your mind is living this whole other life.